was talk of the war, meaning the Second World War, but in fact, expert calculations say since the two atomic bombs ended the war with Japan, there have been over 250 further conflicts resulting in 20 million deaths. There are 60 happening right now. One conflict was Suez. I was there. I personally was there. My memories die hard in my old age. It was a waste of life and time by inefficient and ineffective government of the time. And this led me to write War and Remembrance. Ed.
Release the weapon while all around you cries of the dying. To face the dirt and the blood and the noise of fear. At 19, inwardly crying for Mum and Dad. And outwardly sweating as you face a 16-year-old Egyptian kid with trembling fingers in war, just lad against lad. Suez Canal. Who cared when we died at Port Said, Reltina, in a pretentious war? Kids versus kids. A world banal. Then, 2 days later, told to go away
by superior power.
Back to our country, governed by those who did not know what we went there for. Back to our camps in the hills of wherever we cared less, in a worthless show. And that is war, not the war our mums and dads knew, with ration books and spam, it's that man again on the radio each night. But a spineless, useless little war to ease the worries of the rich, to get their oil and gain. Those who fight and die, despite the annual praise with medals and pompous speech. Who remembers Suez? Who remembers the likes of us who fought at tender 19 years on airport, street and beach? Some do remember, in dreams, in sweat-soaked nights, and wonder even now why any war is worth the blood spilled. And tender youth becomes harmed, and yet has those tears in nights darkened and comforting hood. now old and seamed. No medal for Suez, no remembrance each year of that distant battle when boys died without their mother's arms. Who cares? The politicians didn't. For them and the world, no tear.